Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. This is a test. This is a test. Testing 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Pre-Accident Podcast Safety Moment. I am your host. Got ya. Did I get ya? Because I started with the old test, 1, 2, 3, test. And for a moment, you thought, crap, he screwed up, or he did it wrong, or he did something bad. I hope you stayed through it, because I'm afraid some of you are going to listen to it and kind of skip it. Well, that's always a risk with podcasts. Today, we're going to talk about the notion of failure. We always do. But let me start with a quote today that I think is really important. Listen carefully and tell me what you think. For the robust, an error is information. For the fragile, an error is just a mistake. That's Nassim Nicholas Taleb. And you've probably read or at least heard lots of his stuff. He has great books out. His most current book, and one that's talked about an awful lot, is this notion of anti-fragility. And his premise is that some organizations get stronger because they fail. In fact, an anti-fragile organization is an organization that fails and gets better and stronger because of that failure. Now, for this operational excellence moment, I think it's worth sort of reintroducing, and we've talked about this a bunch, the fact that the way you look at failure, for the robust, an error is information. For the fragile, an error is just a mistake. Is a deliberate strategic tactic that leadership makes. You want to be an organization where it's safe to fail. Not because that improves the information you'll gather about your operations. Not because it reduces the chilling effect where people hide information from leadership, but because it makes your organization stronger, the notion of anti-fragility. Making a safe-to-fail environment creates an opportunity where workers and teams become stronger and more effective, and when teams and workers are stronger and more effective, your organization is functioning better. This won't just impact safety or quality or environmental. This impacts production. Creating a place where workers can micro-experiment, where they can try things and fail and learn and then try again and get smarter, is everything. But it's all contingent upon one idea, and that is how you as a leader have decided to look at and talk about failure. For the robust, an error is information. For the fragile, an error is just a mistake. So there's your challenge. Creating an environment where it's safe to fail and where failure is talked about as an opportunity to go stronger. That's our goal. And really, that's pretty much the reason we did this safety moment today. As always, thank you for listening. It's so cool to spend time with you, to be in your ear. And thanks for letting me talk about some things. Really think about this quote. It's a very good one. It's strong. It's sensible. And I think it imagines the world that we want to be in, and certainly a world we as leaders want to be a part of. Until then, learn something new every single day. Have lots of fun. And for goodness sakes, be safe.